VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. More reaction from U.S. officials and other nations' leaders after the U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran on Tuesday. Sanctions that were originally lifted under the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. The U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert Tuesday called on Tehran to reach a broader deal that will address what she called its destabilizing behavior.
The United States is willing to engage in talks with the Iranian regime, but we're looking for a commitment that they're willing to make fundamental changes in their behavior. Iran will need to think seriously about the consequences of its behavior and the consequences that it's having on its country and especially on the Iranian people. And they should choose to correct their course of action going forward.
The first phase of sanctions targets the purchase of dollars, metals, trading, coal, industrial software, and the auto sector. The second will deal with Iran's energy trading. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif insisted Wednesday the U.S. cannot prevent Iranian oil exports. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, an ally and neighbor of Iran, said he opposes the sanctions but will abide by them to protect Iraq's interests. Cecile Shea of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs said China is among the big winners in this dispute.
Because they're going to have a steadier access to Iran's oil, and of course, China uses a lot of imported oil to maintain its economy.
The other winners, she said, are Russia and Iran's hardliners. Zimbabwe opposition politician Tende Biti has been arrested at the Zambian border. Biti's lawyer says his client was detained Wednesday as he was attempting to cross the border into Zambia, a bid to gain asylum. This is VOA News. China's exports soared in July to over $215 billion despite U.S. tariffs, while imports also surged to nearly $188 billion. The trade imbalance with the U.S. shrank nearly $1 billion in July to just over $28 billion. The Trump administration has complained about the large trade deficit with China. That's one reason it has put a 25% tariff on $50 billion of Chinese imports. Tuesday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said the penalties on the remaining $16 billion will take effect August 23rd. A Turkish diplomat delegation is set to visit Washington Thursday to ease tensions. Reports of the visit helped to stem a sharp drop in the value of Turkish currency. Analysts warn rising U.S.-Turkish tensions are threatening to trigger a financial crisis in Turkey. Here's one Turkish worker. He says, this has a negative impact on our lives. Our purchasing power diminished. People are distressed, and those who can afford to buy are afraid of spending the money. At the top of the agenda Thursday is expected to be discussions about Turkey's ongoing detention of U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson is currently under house arrest while standing trial on terrorism charges. At least 131 people have been confirmed dead from a powerful earthquake that struck a group of Indonesian resort islands on Sunday. A spokesman for the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency announced the revised casualty figures on Wednesday. The numbers have increased as search and rescue crews reached areas isolated from the 6.9 magnitude quake, which struck off the waters of the northern part of Lombok Island and neighboring islands. The largest wildfire ever recorded in California blackened an area nearly the size of Los Angeles in 11 days, and it's one of many enormous blazes that could make this the worst fire in the U.S. Western state history. 14,000 firefighters from as far as Florida and even New Zealand are struggling to curb 18 fires in the midst of summer.
It was loud. Yeah, I mean, it was roaring, and you could hear trees explode. Pow, pow, pow.
That's just one resident who safely survived the fires and evacuated. Some of the largest fires have erupted just within the past weeks, as the state has seen record-setting temperatures, and the historically worst months of wildfire season are still to come. Emergency services in Portugal are struggling for a sixth day to contain a major wildfire in the country's southern Algarve region. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.